Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Prometabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our awesome clients. I just love her. She's got the best energy. Follow her on Instagram, Jacqueline from the USA. Where do you live in the USA?
I live in Massachusetts.
I have no fucking idea where that is.
It's on the East Coast. It's like maybe 4 hours from New York.
Yeah. And you're 43?
I am 43.
She has about 5,000 fucking dogs.
I do. 3 French bulldogs. It feels like 5,000 some days.
That just seems like a lot. And she is married to Jonathan.
I am married to Jonathan.
She's got no
JP for short.
So she has the fur babies. So just welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you.
Me too. All right. So let's start off by telling the listeners, like, what were you doing prior to joining our program and why did you join?
Oh, absolutely. So I had been lifting heavy, I thought, for quite a bit. So I had a back history of doing CrossFit for like 6 years and I kept getting injured. I'm a chiropractor by trade and I was just a little confused as to the biomechanics. And so I hit the pause button, did a little more research and thought, oh, it might be a good idea to start just doing some of the big lifts and focusing on my form and technique. So then I started doing a lifting program. It was called Booty by Brett. And I did that for another 6 years in my basement. And it really made a big difference in my body. And I got stronger and got focused on just really being able to take my time and get stronger, do progressive overload. So I was doing really heavy weights, at least I thought for me. So back squatting like over 200 pounds, hip thrusting over 300 pounds, doing pull-ups, things like that. But then something happened where I just had to pull away from lifting heavy like that. I ended up having an explant surgery. And then some things happened after that where I had to have facial surgery and then other mini surgeries. So I basically got sidelined for a while and stopped lifting as heavy as I used to. Started moving into more dumbbell work, which I thought was the answer. But then I started noticing my muscles were not as strong as they were anymore. And I started noticing my body composition change and I had more body fat. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is no good. And I don't know how to fix this in terms of my strength because I've reached what I know to do by myself. So I need help. And I think the help is going to come from Kitty and Craig.
Yay. Yeah, I remember we had the call. I was like, oh, she's the best. Yeah.
Well, I called you. Well, so here's the deal. I mean, I don't know if you know this part. When I called you guys, I'd been following you. I knew I was going to call you 9 months before I did.
Yeah, really?
So, and I knew that I wanted Craig to be my coach. So you didn't even have to sell me on our call because I was already like, I need to be coaching with Craig. And you're like, okay. You're like, but can you do it? I'm like, I can. And I'm like, I'm scared though, because I knew he was going to ask me to change, but I actually didn't know the kind of change he was going to ask of me. And I thought I had it all figured out, right? But I had to set my ego aside because I knew also there was things I didn't know.
Mm.
And I saw the work that he did with you. I love how you share that you thought you knew you were training until you met Craig. And you repeated that so many times. And I'm like, wow. That feels like what I'm saying to myself. I feel like I know what I'm training, but I think I need really somebody's professional help to look at me and to look at my potential.
Mm.
And so when you said, well, Craig's the guy to do that, I was like, sign me up. Let's do it.
And talk a little bit, because I remember, and I might not get this right, but like you did have some health issues or like Hashimoto's or some, talk about that.
Absolutely. So I got diagnosed with a hypothyroid back in my early 20s, and that's when it all started. So I went to chiropractic school. I started losing my hair. There was weight issues, and I started getting on thyroid medication at that time. And then I decided I don't want to take meds. So then I stopped. And then all throughout my 30s and then early 40s was dealing on and off with Hashimoto's, dealing with gut issues like SIBO on and off, depression, anxiety, a lot of that. And, part of that was like, oh, does this have to do with my breast implants? So I took those out because that's the only answer you can maybe know from. And then I thought, well, I still feel like there's more to the story here. And so let's, at 43, I'm like, wow, they said this was gonna happen. Your metabolism is gonna change. You're gonna get more body fat here or there. I'm like, that's not gonna be me. And sure as shit, it showed up. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm not about to have this be an excuse. There's gotta be something that I can do here. And even though part of what I do for a living is helping women figure out how to eat balanced and change their bodies and change their relationship with themselves, and then therefore how they're taking care of themselves by the way that they eat and by the way that they sleep and by the way that they manage their stress. I firmly believe that all the best coaches in the world need to have a coach. Because if you're pouring out of yourself, you need to have somebody pouring into you. So I wasn't above making the investment and saying, I need help. It's okay to ask for help. And I think the number one thing I want any other woman who's feeling this right now, it's okay. And not only is it okay, but you're worthy of asking for the help. Yeah. And so I made the call. I just said, hey, listen, this is where I'm stuck. I need your help to figure out how should I train better. I want you to match my diet with what my goals are. So I know the smartest thing. And here's what was cool about Craig. And I knew that he was the right person for me when he said this. He's like, look, we can either do a fat loss phase if you want in the beginning. And I was like, I said, I remember saying, I'm so glad you're asking me this question because I'm ready for it. I know the answer. He's like, or we could do a build phase and we'll work on restoring your metabolism. You'll feel better. You'll be able to eat more. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. We're going to do the build phase, which is hard. It's hard because us women are taught to be small. Everybody wants to lose and get skinny and just get rid of the fat that they don't want because they're frustrated or uncomfortable. And I was all of those things. But I also knew if I can build a mountain and then melt the snow, I'm going to be so much happier on the other side. So, and I matched it too with the weather because I will be honest, like winter in New England with all that stupid snow, I'm like, let's just put on the layers. Let's go lift some heavy shit. Let's be a little thick. And then we'll melt that later on. And that will be a temporary thing and you're going to get through it. But I got to tell you, it's really nice to have a coach by your side while you're doing that because the voices can get in your head. The social media can get in your head. The marketing can get in your head. And you
Totally.
have to literally put on blinders and you have to say, I'm here to do this one job.
Love
And
it.
right now, that's get fucking strong.
Yeah. Love it. I love it. Okay, cool. How long have you been in the program and what are the results that you've seen?
Sure. I started with Craig in October, so that would be about 4 months. And I just recently switched over to Kathleen. So the first 4 months were focused on building muscle. So recall, I thought I was strong. And Craig said, well, in order to get the body that you desire, you have to actually get stronger than you are. You have to become capable of lifting those weights. And I can hear him say that in the back of my mind every single time. And he's like, well, I believe that you're capable. And he's like, we're going to add 100 pounds to your deadlift. And I was like, you're absolutely fucking crazy. And no, we're not. And that self-doubt was the exactly the reason why I knew hiring him was perfect because he was going to push me and support me and make me say, you're going to believe in yourself. So he's like, you got to join a gym. And I said, no. And then he's like, well, have you seen my home gym? And I still go to a gym. And I said, okay. So he had me join a gym, and that was really scary. And I've joined many gyms in the past, and I'm a confident person, but I was scared. I was scared I might look like a fool, not knowing these new lifts he was asking me to do. I didn't love my body at the time in terms of like my body composition. I was frustrated. So getting dressed to even step foot out the door felt frustrating. And I just had to check my ego and say, this is just going to be temporary, this discomfort, to get to the other side. So those 4 months were a lot of mindset challenges and then strength challenges, learning how to use different equipment I've never used, and then getting stronger. But the thing is, you start one place and then you just build right on top of it. So the wins kept coming week after week in terms of how I felt about myself, the strength that I was building, and the way that my body was changing. So the build phase was wonderful, not without its own challenges though, because again, through winter and through some vacations and getting COVID for the first time and getting the flu and then getting a sinus infection, all this crap, because life throws you that, right? And you can't stop. You got to learn how to navigate it all. So I still found time to heal and rest, but I also went to the gym when I could. And so there came a time when I was like, and I've gotten enough of being this current weight with this body composition. I'm really ready to melt this fat. Let's do it. Craig knew it 2 weeks before I knew it. And he was like, it's time for a fat loss phase. I'm like, no, I'm ready. Let's build more. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, damn it, you knew. Why are you so smart? Oh, this is why you're the professional. Again, why working with a coach is so important. Because if you're left to your own devices, you're too emotionally connected. You can just be making irrational either decisions, or you can make a decision and have a buddy right beside you. And they're going to say, hey, listen, that's the right thing to do right now. Let's go ahead and do this. Or, you know what? I want you to think about it this way. And then we can make that decision. And that's what a fantastic coach will do. And that's what Craig did for me. So now I'm in my second 16-week block. I'm about 3 weeks in with Kathleen. And we're in my fat loss phase. And I believe it's off to a stellar start. Quick wins, definitely somewhere on the scale. Some of them mostly are on me seeing my pictures and my body in the gym. So I'll tell you this part. So when I was there were times, okay, this, I think this is probably one of the best reasons to hire a coach, because when you get into like the middle of any kind of phase, you can start to psych yourself up one way or the other. And in the build phase, there was like an extra thick week. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so thick. Like my pants, my body spilling over my pants, and this doesn't feel good. And Craig is like, just wear sweatshirts. And me being the rebel that I am, I'm like, absolutely fucking not. I'm going to just now wear my sports bra and my spandex for the rest of the season. Because I was just like, fuck it. I'm like, not only can I do that, will I do that? Yes, I'll do that. But I'm going to just like strut my stuff.
So if you're listening to this podcast, like the old me, you've probably cycled through a lot of diets trying to reach a number of the scales. Do you just feel like no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to build muscle, lose that stubborn body fat, or manage your perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms? This is where the 7-day live challenge comes in. For just a one-off payment of $49, you'll work directly with Craig and me for 7 days to learn the exact strategies you need to see real lasting changes. And it's not just about the challenge. You'll actually get lifetime access to the course materials and bonuses, so you can revisit them whenever you need to and stay on track. So here's what you get when you join. Live coaching calls every day with Craig and I, where we break down your training, nutrition, and mindset, ensuring you know exactly what you need to do to reach your goals. These calls are recorded and saved to the course material, which you keep for life. We're going to set you customized starting macronutrient and calorie targets based on your goals. You'll learn how to train for your body, focusing on building muscle and managing fat loss, with workouts designed for busy women over 40. We've also got information on activity levels and also the right types of cardio you should be doing. We're going to teach you about meal planning. We're going to teach you how to find what works for your body, as well as how to improve your metabolism so that you can nourish your body without feeling deprived. You're also going to discover how to balance your hormones naturally, improve your energy, your sleep, your mood, and your digestion. Plus, you'll get access to an exclusive members-only community where you'll connect with other women who are on the same journey as you, women who've been through the ups and downs of fad diets and failed attempts. You get 30 days access to our New Strength Tracker app so you can track your progress, workouts, and nutrition. And you get access to hundreds of workouts that are fully customizable to the equipment you have available. They also come with full video tutorials. And if you do want to train at home, we have dumbbell-only programs. You get meal plans, food lists, and recipe books. This isn't just another fad diet or workout plan. This is a chance to learn from experts who've helped countless women just like you. And the best part is it's all for a one-off payment of just $49 AUD, and you get lifetime access to the course materials and the incredible bonuses. So no ongoing fees, just results. So now I'm going to take you through the incredible bonuses we're throwing in. You'll get access to our 30-day pro-metabolic diet challenge. You'll get access to our 90-day transformation program, which includes a body composition and macro calculator to work out your starting macros and body composition and makes adjustments as your body changes. You'll get a 90-day customizable workout program. You can choose exercises based on the equipment you have, plus suggested weight progressions and video tutorials for each exercise. You'll also get an accountability and progress tracker to keep you on track and ensure you see real results. You'll get our incredible Pro Metabolic Family Recipe Book with over 50 family-friendly, delicious, simple recipes. You'll get my Food Freedom course with my coach, Greta Zirkoff, which will help you overcome emotional eating and binge eating. You'll get my How to Get Rid of Cellulite guide, my 4-day glute focus training program with video exercise library, and my incredible progesterone masterclass with Kitty Martone. Now, the total value of the course plus the bonuses is $3,237, and you get it all for a one-off payment of just $49. So if you're ready to break free from the cycle, lose body fat, build muscle, and just look and feel your best, this is your chance. I'll pop the link to join the challenge in the show notes, and let's get back to the podcast.
Around this gym, like I fucking own this place, and watch me. Look at my body right now and then watch me for the next 4, 8, 12, 16 weeks. And then you're going to be like, what is she doing? That's what I want. I want to be like, okay, I saw you in October and I'm seeing you in May. What did you do? And I'm like, I'll tell you what I did. I think that's like the best, most amazing, disarming way to be. So I was like, let me be uncomfortable for a little while. It's so temporary. So now when I'm in my sports bra and my pants walking around the gym, there's less hanging over. I'm feeling good about that. It's still there. It's in my videos. You can see it. But guess what? I don't care because I know that I'm doing everything that I possibly can to move the needle in the direction that I want it to. Staying consistent with my nutrition, number one, focusing on my sleep. I'm getting my steps in every single day. I'm meal prepping like a boss. It's something that I love to do. Keeping it exciting and interesting, but also just really keeping it simple and just being patient. I think that's the number one thing. People get impatient. They want to see results yesterday. And I'm going to tell you right now, this didn't happen to you overnight. So your results will not come overnight. And when you settle into the sustainable way, that's when the magic happens.
I love that. When you settle into the sustainable way, that's a fucking quote, isn't it? That one? The magic.
It is. Settle into the sustainable.
I mean, you could use that as a fucking post. That's so good. And are you loving, like, when you came in, how much food were you eating and what did you get up to in your calories?
Oh, I actually love sharing this part because it blows people's minds. Mm-hmm. And it was surprising too, because I would watch you and when you would post yours, I would be like, oh yeah, we can do that. So I was probably, I'm like, I want that because I love food. I'm not this woman who is like, well, I forget to eat lunch. I'm like, are you out of your mind, batshit crazy? I cannot wait till my next meal. I'm always thinking about it. So, well, I would say that I was probably eating around 1800 calories, but I mean, here's the deal. Like a lot of women, I would be eating probably 15 to 1800 during the week. And then I loved a date night weekend, dirty martini, buffalo cauliflower. Oh, want to share an espresso martini, Jonathan? Sure. And then be like, giddy up, let's go to the gym Monday. And that was working for years. It was fine until it wasn't, because things changed. My training changed. My recovery changed. There was a lot of issues. And that's where the weight started to come on. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I didn't know what happened. If you gain body fat, you're over consuming calories. End of story. That's the science. But so I was probably eating around that 1700 mark or so. And Craig's like, well, let's see what we could do here. This is what I think your maintenance is. So we started around 2066. We bumped it up to 2,300, and then we bumped it up to about 2,600. So I was eating that much at the end of the build. I think that, a little bit of body fat came on towards the end, but it's hard to say because I had been sick and hadn't been training to the fullest capacity. So we were right at that kind of end where I was like, all right, here's the threshold. So let's go in now to the fat loss phase. And what feels great is this fat loss phase, I am losing at 1900 calories a day, which feels awesome. Because my previous numbers where I'd done a calorie deficit were always around 1500. And I was overtraining. I was lifting heavy 3 days a week. I was doing spin classes twice a week. And then I was going to a boot camp. So HIIT. And I was like, well, I got to do this. I got to do all this. And then so now I had to maintain, oh, plus probably 10,000 steps a day. I was tired. I was so hungry. I would wake up in the middle of the night, pitter patter downstairs, pour a bowl of cereal and like eat it in the middle of the night because I was so hungry and I was waking up at 2 a.m. because my carbs were gone and I wasn't fueling enough for my workouts and that lifestyle. I couldn't keep up. But I thought that's what I had to do in order to lose the body fat. And that just got me the results. But I have to tell you, to the detriment of me being exhausted. And really just ultimately not having it be sustainable and having fear that if I brought food back in, that I would gain weight. So this mindset shift with more food
How much do you?
and how much do I weigh? I currently weigh, is that what you asked?
Yeah, how much do you weigh? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now it's 140.4
140. I
or
can
so.
2.2, 140. I'll see you small, 63 kilos.
Yeah.
2.6. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. How bloody amazing. And what did you enjoy least about the program, or find the most ch what did you find the most challenging?
Oh, I don't really think that there's anything most challenging. I think it was I went to the gym kicking and screaming. I begged Craig. I all but begged him. I kind of threw my bratty self at him and I said, well, if you think that I can't get what I need to get done in my gym, then I guess I'll join a gym. Such a brat. And he handled it so beautifully, so professionally. And basically, it was like, if you want the hamstrings that you want, you're going to get your ass to the gym because you need to be on the V-hack and you need to be on the leg press machine and you can't do that at your house. And when you hit a pain point of if you want this body that you desire, you cannot get what you need to get done at your home gym, that says to me, all right, Jack, get out of your way. Step down, let the professional guide you here and get uncomfortable. I think that's probably the biggest message. Most women don't want to get uncomfortable to make the change happen. They want the easy fix. They want to hit the button. They want to do the injection and just magically have this stuff fall off of them. To get to where I want to go takes hard work. So when somebody does finally stop me at the gym and say, "What did you do over these last 4 months?" I'm going to say, "A lot of fucking hard work is what I did. Thank you very much. Have you seen my lifts? Have you seen my face? I look like I'm about to shit my pants after all my reps. That is the work that I did." And then I just paid attention to my nutrition for a few months. And then I went back to lifting heavy shit, even heavier than I was before, because I've been lifting heavy the whole time. That's, I think women don't know their capabilities or their capacities ever. I didn't. I'll tell you this, and I did tell Craig. There were times I got off machines and cried, pure joy, pure pride. Because I was like, I didn't know I could do that. Holy shit, that was 300 pounds, and I just did that with my legs? Imagine what's possible. So stop standing in your own way. Just do it. Ask for somebody else to believe in you because when somebody else is cheering you on from the finish line and you can see it, and you don't know, it's a little cloudy, right? But they believe in you. They're going to ask you to keep coming towards them. And that's why accountability matters. That's why coaching is so powerful. The best in the world have coaches. So
Awesome.
I'll always have a coach. I'll always have somebody looking out for me.
I'm like
Why
you.
not?
I'm the same.
I'm worth it,
Yeah,
right?
Totally agree. I totally agree. And that's actually was the next question is, do you think, I'm pretty sure I know the fucking answer to this one, but do you think you would have got the results you got without the coaching?
Absolutely not. I'll cut you off right there. No, because I would have stayed spinning my wheels, thinking, well, I guess I just need to continue to lift and do what I'm doing. I know that I can cut again. I would have cut calories lower, right? I would have done my deficit. I would have gotten the weight loss piece of it. I would have never gotten the building piece and the confidence piece in that build without somebody else's support like Craig and now Kathleen. No question about it. And I think when you, I mean, COVID changed a lot, right? I went from going to a gym and going to group classes to working out in my basement by myself, and I got really comfortable with that. And things were fine for a long time. But then also part of it was I needed to step into community. I needed to step into being in a place with other humans. I needed to get out of my little hamster wheel and work from home. We moved to a new place. And I was working out at home. It's like, get outside, go meet people. I made new gym friends the first day I stepped in there. So now I got a buddy, give a little fist bump, follow each other on the gram. Got a couple of girls I say hi to, we chat. And that feels good. That feels supportive. Yeah.
And what about like the health stuff, the thyroid? How's that all going?
Well, I haven't had anything tested too recently, and that's actually something I'm really interested in doing. But I have to tell you, like, especially through the build, well, the one thing that changed the most, we didn't talk about this, during the build phase, my insomnia completely went away that I had for 13 years. I slept through the night for like 4 months straight. I thought I'd won the lottery. I was like, this is worth it. I'm like, it's carbs. Thank you so much for coming back into my life. And this feels really good. So I am excited for that phase because sleep is magical. Sleep's magical. So, ladies, if you're out there feeling like you're destined for insomnia, no, please just consider coming into finding a coach who can help you understand what's going on with your metabolism and what's going on with your hormones. Because you can reestablish new baselines. You can create actually a new version of you. And if that's what you really want, if you want to change, you actually have to kill the old you. You have to create a new version of yourself. And there's something really beautiful and empowering about that.
So good. I know sleep and carbs, the best. Okay. And finally,
Yes.
if a woman was sitting on the fence about joining the program, what would you say to her?
Oh, you're worthy. You don't need to ask anybody. You don't need to ask your husband. You don't I feel like so many of us are just like, oh, I have to ask for permission. I'm like, but permission to feel your best? Who taught us that? You're worthy of asking for that today. So make the investment. And truthfully, it really is such a small financial investment in the relative scheme of what you've been probably been doing your whole entire life. Your time is worth it. Your energy is worth it to learn how to fuel your body and take care of yourself for the rest of your life. It goes by fast. I think people don't realize that either. I always try to manage time expectations with people because I'm like, okay, this build phase is going to be this. This fat loss phase might be this. How long does it take to get these results? Everybody wants to know. And this is why I keep voting for Jacqueline June 2025. I'm like, I got my eyes on that girl. So I'm walking this path for 2 years, but if it's 2 years to get to where I want to go and I can live that for the rest of my life, it's priceless.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. I always love talking with you. I just love your energy. She's follow Jacqueline on Instagram. I'll put your link in the show notes. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this and you've been thinking about, joining the coaching program, you just want to find out more, I'll pop a link in the show notes. You just book a free call, have a chat and see if you're a good fit. And yeah, I just fucking can't wait to interview you in another 12 months.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for that either. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and have a good evening because I think it's evening for you.
Thank you for having me, Kitty. Always a pleasure.